Moving on, a court in Bahrain has sentenced three anti-government protesters to death over their alleged bomb attack on a police unit near the capital, Manama, last year. The Supreme Criminal Court says that three policemen were killed while dispersing a group of protesters on the outskirts of Manama last March. One of those killed was an officer from the nearby United Arab Emirates deployed to Bahrain in its crackdown on anti-regime protests. The court also issued life sentences for eight others and stripped them of citizenship for their alleged involvement in the same incident. Former Bahraini MP Jalal Fairuz joins us now on the line from London. Mr. Fairuz, obviously the atmosphere is very tense in Bahrain, specifically with regards to the detention of opposition leader Sheikh Ali Salman. Tell us, how far are the Al Khalifas willing to go to silence these voices of opposition?
Yeah, of course, we understand that the sentences today were just to put a shade on the trial of Sheikh Ali Salman yesterday, and also yesterday there were sentences against three youngsters of 14 and 15 years old, and this is also a message to the world that the protesters in Bahrain are terrorists. They kill police, and they just want to say also a message to the Gulf states, because the sentences are against an Emirati policeman who was killed. The message is that when you send troops to Bahrain to support the Bahraini regime against the protesters, then we will prosecute anyone who would target the police. So yes, this is a harsh day of the Bahraini people, but it seems that the people have gone over measures that might the regime take, because the people are on full drive of going until they regain their sovereignty.
Thank you very much, former Bahraini MP Jalal Fairuz, joining us on the line from London.